Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. Well, I'm a roadrunner, honey. I'm a roadrunner, honey, and you can't keep up with me.
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to the show! That's right, folks. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer as we get ready for Christmas Eve and then Christmas. And we certainly hope you folks are going to have a very, very merry one. All right, we got a big show lined up once again for you tonight as we come to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, you can call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. And don't forget to ask him about his great book, Mercury Free. I am Christopher Hart, joined in the studio right now by the chairman of the board, that course be Mike McBath.
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to Nick's songs tonight. Now, Nick, are they going to be any songs we've ever heard of, or are they from, like, the year 2001?
The year 2005 on, actually.
Oh, yeah. We're saying that, Chris. I don't remember any of those.
We're in trouble.
There you go. And that other voice you just heard is, of course, Aubrey Kahn of Furman Foundation Home Inspections and Talk to the Experts radio show, live every Saturday at 1. Are you guys going to be live this Saturday or are
we? No, we recorded this Saturday. I'm trying to put enough people together for the first broadcast of the new year.
All right.
We'll see if we can get enough together, because I don't think people want to listen to me gabbling on for 2 hours.
I don't know about that. There's, pearls of wisdom among what you have to say, though, Aubrey. So
that's right.
Could be some disappointed people.
Every now and then, right?
At least once a month.
We're going to see if we got any jewels out there tonight, because, of course, we are doing our weekly contest tonight, because we will not be here tomorrow night nor Friday night. Of course, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We will be back on Sunday night for the Sunday night show, however, and of course back on Monday. But tonight's contest, we'll get to the rules in just a moment, but I want to kind of give you some rundown here. We've shortened all the commercial breaks. As a matter of fact, we have eliminated the commercial breaks during the second hour, the midway. In other words, we'll have a commercial break at the course at the top of the hour and at the bottom of the hour, but we've eliminated the commercial breaks in between. We will have the folks from LIFO. They'll be joining us a little bit later on. As a matter of fact, Amapola Hansberger, whether she knows it or not, is going to help us judge our contest tonight. And we'll also be joined by Dr. Juan Torres, and he's going to tell us why he has joined LIFA, an Hispanic man who is
for legal
immigration only.
But he is a legal immigrant.
Yes.
What's he doing here?
No. Why would he be in life?
That's why I had to ask that question.
All right. No, he is absolutely as legal as they get. All right. And we also have a special treat for you at the very end of the show, a little bit of Ronald Reagan. You know, you can never go wrong with Ronald Reagan. And it was one of his, if not his last, not his last radio address, but certainly his last Christmas radio address from the Oval Office of the White House. We'll finish off the show with that tonight. So that'll be at the very tail end of the show and help send you folks all off to a great Christmas season holiday here. All right, so we got a lot to talk about in the meantime. There's new poll numbers out. There's a new insult that went around, and no, it didn't involve Donald Trump. And it didn't even involve Hillary Clinton. So we'll be talking about that. But our contest. All right, you've heard us talking about it over the last couple of days, or if you haven't, we're calling it our gift-given contest. And the idea is that you figure out someone of notoriety, could be a politician, actor, just a celebrity of any sort, and you then will tell us what you will send them, and then in the note, there will be a note that goes along with it that you will tell them why you're sending it to them.
Right, this needs to be something that's very heartfelt,
right.
And this we can reach back in years for any politician. competition. We can also look at many of the movie stars out there, because many of these people do deserve something.
Right. Now, you had come up with one for Barney Frank. You kind of reached a little bit into the past.
Has certainly been a wonderful guy for the American society. He literally wiped everybody out with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I think we can remember him lying on the O'Reilly show. Remember that long ago?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
O'Reilly.
But don't
just,
forget about Dodd-Frank.
Yeah, he just whacked them all over the
all
place.
Right. So you're going to send him what? And what's your note going to say?
Him a diamond-studded, and I'm going to be very gentle with this, butt ring for him and his boyfriend. And the reason behind
it
is
such a thing?
I think that, well, I won't get too graphic on this.
I'm wondering if it's going to have a chain joining the...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, no. But, I mean, with Barney, it's just a thank you note for, you know, making all our retirees go back to work with what he did with, you know, our government housing program. And to think that he lives in luxury today honestly makes me sick. But
so you would send him a thank you note?
Yeah, a thank you note, Barney. I hope you and your boyfriend have a wonderful Christmas.
But, you know, he's done a total disservice to the youth.
How's that?
Well, because it's the youth that used to bag groceries at Publix, and now it's the pensioners.
Unfortunately,
yeah, isn't that
right?
The truth? Oh, boy.
Okay, all right. Yeah, when you said a chain attached to it, I thought you were talking about like one of those bathtub plug things. You know?
Oh!
All right, so what now? So you got another one,
now,
or
Chris,
shall I give you mine?
Now, wait a second.
You didn't like the one I had last night.
Right, and then I was also going to give Obama,
yeah.
A 12-month personal trainer
right.
At Gold's Gym.
So
I'm going to try to get his guns pumped up because, you know, he looks so geeky carrying those 2-pound weights in each arm.
Get him up to 5 pounds?
That's right. He's out of office in a year, so he better look a lot better than he's looking now because he's not going to have all that protection when he leaves.
So, all right,
hopefully that'll help him and have a somewhat Merry Christmas to him.
So,
I don't know.
All right, so you didn't like the idea of me sending a bomb to ISIS with a note that says, by the time you read this, you'll be in hell. So I came up with another one.
Good.
All right. I would send a gift to Donald Trump. Okay.
I love it.
I would send him gold trim rubber waders. You know those things like
right.
people who do fly fishing
yeah, duck
wear?
Hunting.
Yeah,
fly
exactly.
Fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And a pearl handled industrial strength pooper scooper. All right.
For his dog?
No.
Oh.
My note would say this. Dear Donald, you're going to need these when you get to the White House because D.C. is covered in BS hip deep.
I like that, Chris. That was good. That was very good.
All right.
That
right?
was a nice note. Very nice gifts, you know.
Only I would spell out the BS. I'm sure he would appreciate that.
Right.
You know, you're going to need these things when you get to the White House because D.C. is everybody up there is full of BS, right? So it's all over the place. So
that was good.
Gold-trimmed rubber waders and a pearl handle industrial strength pooper scooper.
Very good.
All right.
I just think of women walking around my neighborhood with their dogs when they told me that. That's good. I like it. I like it. That was real
All
good.
Right. And we got one through the email, but she said she's going to try to call tonight, so I'll give her the opportunity to call. But if she doesn't, I've got an email entry. So,
you could read it, and then she could do it live.
Well, we'll wait a little while.
I want to hear what comes out of this.
All right. So that's the idea. That's our contest tonight. You're playing for a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano's. Compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. That's Jerry's MB, MB.com, Jerry's MB.com. And a My Liberty Threads t-shirt and a liar pantsuit
on fire
bumper sticker.
Yeah. I told you, I have a winning combination on my car, Hillary for prison with the liar pantsuit on fire on the other side.
Yeah,
I can't believe the number of signals I've gotten from people, hand signals from the Democrats. And
so you get thumbs and middle fingers.
Yeah, right. I get all type of signals, you know.
That's right. So we're in for a big night, and just go ahead and call anytime at 407-774-8255 with your gift. 407-774-8255. Who would you send it to? Why? All right. What would it be? Who would you send it to? What would it be? And a little note saying why you sent it.
They could quickly wrap the gift. You know, they got a quick present for their friend. Hey, look what you got, $20. Hey, thanks. You know, I don't think we'll get it out to them that fast, do you?
No, because when the post office closes today, I don't think that you're going to be able to get any mail through. But anyway, that's the idea. So give us a call, 407-774-8255, and we'll take entries clear through the next hour of the show. So you got a little while, but don't wait, because you might get left out. All right. In the meantime, Saturday night, and I didn't see it because I very seldom, if ever, watch Saturday Night Live. I mean, I watched it when Trump was on there, but that was the first time I'd seen it in years. And then I remembered why I hadn't watched it in years. But episode this last Saturday night, during that show, now he wasn't on Saturday Night Live, but there was a cruise commercial, evidently, that ran during the show that night. And it kind of reminded me of us, because what Cruise did is he was sitting like on a couch with his two little girls, and he was reading, not singing, but reading Christmas tales, sort of, modernized, if you will, right?
I thought that was really funny.
It was
really
very
funny.
Cute.
The Grinch of, I thought it was terrific.
It was very cute.
Right.
It was very cute. It so much reminded me of what we're doing around here, like this contest today, and we had the Christmas song contest,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a commercial, campaign commercial, featured Ted Cruz, his two daughters, and them spoofing Christmas stories. Well, lo and behold, one of the political artists at the Washington Post got a hold of this and came up with a quote-unquote political cartoon in which Ted Cruz is depicted dressed as Santa Claus, but looking sort of more like the Grinch, and his two daughters dressed in Santa clothes, but clearly being depicted as monkeys.
Right.
Now, he is depicted as like an organ grinder.
Right.
And the two little girls being depicted as monkeys.
Right.
And
pretty offensive, because what happens if that were the president?
Well,
right?
Of course.
You would have hell break out. It would never stop. And something like that absolutely repulses you to think that the left thinks that they can get away with what they did to Cruz.
They know they can. That's
the problem. You got it.
If it had been a Republican that did that, there would be hell to pay.
Resignation right here. You got to leave.
But here, they are idolized for doing it.
Well, let's make it clear. It was a cartoonist at the Washington Post.
Right.
Anybody with another campaign or anything.
But the
Washington Post is a liberal rag. We know that. And the editors, their excuse was, it slipped through.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Right.
Come on. Uh-huh. Sort of like Hillary's excuse for Benghazi and all the other things.
Right.
Come on.
Now,
give me a break.
Now, I don't want to sit here and say that somebody should get fired, because we do have freedom of speech. And as offensive as it might be, we do have freedom of speech. However, I will say this. There should be a...
Would you have made that statement about the president's daughters? Never. You would never make that statement.
But also, you have to remember that even during the election cycle of before Obama was first elected, it was hands off, leave the children out
alone.
Of this.
Well, see, and that's where I was kind of going with this. See, at the end of the day, do you think that it helps or hurts Ted Cruz?
I think it helps him.
There you go.
Without a doubt.
I think
the guy made a fatal mistake by doing that.
It was a
woman. These days anymore. Maybe it was a man identifying as a woman.
Right,
but supposedly it was a female artist. At the end of the day, this helps Ted Cruz.
I agree 100%.
So, you know, let them be childish all they want to be. It's like Jeb Bush the other day. Oh, I got to get something off my chest. Donald Trump is a jerk. I mean, who does that help? Does it help Jeb Bush or does it help Donald Trump? It actually makes Donald Trump look like the adult in the room. So, It helps Donald Trump. All right, we got some contestants on the line.
I can't wait to hear what's coming. I'm excited, Chris. So make sure you write this down correctly, because I know Nick doesn't do it right. You know?
I hope Santa brings me some legal pads. I asked for that.
That's mixed in with your chocolate cake.
You know what? I'm just going to be quiet.
I just want to hear this. I'm excited.
We got Cindy up first.
Ooh.
Cindy, thank you for calling.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Excellent. Good. How are you doing tonight? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I heard your gift ideas when you first started the show. Excellent. Love them both.
Thank you. Are you a Barney Franks fan? I said, I didn't want to get too graphic on that.
You know, I was thinking, we could come out with a whole line of...
that guy makes me sick.
Dartboards.
See him, yeah.
Dartboards. You'd have the Barney Frank dartboards.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Anyway, Cindy, so who would you be gift-given to?
Well, I think that Hillary really needs a Christmas present.
Okay.
So I'll be sending her one of my Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper stickers, along with a fire extinguisher.
That's cute.
And a note that says, "Dear Hillary, you're going to need this. Merry Christmas."
Very nice. Now, Hillary, did she bring you those bumper
stickers?
Yes,
this is the Cindy who got us. Yes, yes.
Wow. Cindy, I have that on my car. You know, I told him I'm getting...
Awesome. Yeah, I heard you last night. I was like, that's great.
No, I do. I get a lot of hand signals from the Democrats. But I get thumbs up from the Republicans, you know.
I get people getting as close to my back bumper as they can, and I don't know if it's because of the bumper sticker. I get a lot of dirty looks.
No, but I will tell you this, honestly.
You're reaching them.
I would say it's 10-1 positive, and I mean that. Wherever I go, positive, not dirty looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And of course, with this big lie again last Saturday night.
Oh, I know. It's perfect.
With the video. Exactly. So,
But she keeps pushing it.
Finally. I am ordering some more for you guys. I'm having trouble with the website that I've reached out to the place where I had made them for help. So as soon as I get that worked out, I'll be sending you some more.
Cindy, you've got to tell them to make the letters, though, a little bit bigger. That's one reason they're getting closer to your bumper. I don't think they can see it.
Yeah.
I mean, my Hillary for prison, much bigger letters. And, you know, you get an immediate reaction.
Where did you make that one?
You know, so
he bought that one online.
Right off the website, and I just went to Hillary for prison, and it appears right on, you know, where to go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I will try that. Maybe I'll just remake them there, because the site that I made them on, that was as big as they would allow me to make the letters. So,
all right. Well, they still look great. They still look great.
And, they are great, and we love the idea behind it. That's what really counts.
See, what Mike does, he puts it right up like on the back windshield. all right. Thank you, Cindy. You are definitely in the contest, and thank you for the bumper stickers. All right. Now we got Jenny up. Jenny, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. So, who are you going to be sending a gift to?
Well, I also would like to give Hillary a gift.
Okay. And what's it going to be?
That would be an enema.
Jeez. I know it would go lower and lower and lower. You know?
Now, is this the bag or the actual thing?
I don't know. But whatever. I'll give her a whole case of them.
Okay, I got you. Okay, and the note is going to say what?
Just
because
she needs it.
Just because you need it. Nice.
Full of it.
Oh, I get it. I got it. Okay.
That's good.
You're full of it. You need this.
Jenny, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you also going to be sending her a year's supply of industrial-sized Depends?
No, that's going to have to come from somebody else. All right, you're full of it. You need this. I like that. You know, that's better than X-Lax, too, right?
Oh, I like it, yeah. I just love the love and emotion that these people are putting forth
for Hillary. It's the symbolism that goes with that. Jenny, I love it. Thank
Christmas
you much.
Love
Merry
for
Christmas.
Hillary.
Yeah.
From right.
Okay. All right. Debbie is up next, and then we'll take a break. And if you've got a gift idea, we want to hear it. 407-774-8255. Debbie, thank you for calling. Merry Christmas.
Hi. Merry Christmas, guys.
Hi.
Thank you. So who are you going to go ahead?
I'm sorry. I'm going to give my gift to Barack Obama.
All right.
Yeah.
It's the gift of ancestry.com, so he can finally figure out where he came from.
That was real nasty.
So he can finally figure out.
In mind when I heard the other people talking, I work in a hospital. I was thinking, well, maybe I should send him to surgery and have something removed.
Maybe he can get.
You got to have something removed.
You know, you might have, I was going to say, have to add something, not remove it.
Maybe he can get Bruce Jenner's.
His head might be somewhere it shouldn't be.
Well, you know, we call him the dancing queen. You know, so
I know.
That's why I'm thinking it might be an addition, not a subtraction.
You know? I love this. All right, Debbie, great. You are in the contest. You're going to send Barack Obama an Ancestry.com access so he can finally figure out where he came from. All right, great. Excellent gifts. Great gifts so far.
Either Kenya, Hawaii,
Indonesia?
Or San Francisco.
Indonesia.
Right.
All right, please don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Merry Christmas episode.
I still heard about that one guy who said he didn't like my singing, so I don't know if I'm going to play today. You know, so.
Welcome back to the show, folks. This is going to be a quick segment here, and so we're going to go right to the lines where John has a comment about the cartoon, the Ted Cruz cartoon depicting his daughters as monkeys. John, thank you for calling. John?
Russ. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, when Rush had his show, Rush Limbaugh had his show, he did the same thing about welfare recipients that time. You remember he had the monkeys running around on the cars? Both sides play the same thing. I mean, it's not that big a deal if you look at it.
Yeah,
Rush did the same thing.
Yeah, I think the difference is that this is two specific people that we know who they are. But yeah, you're right. And this is why we have free speech. You know, sometimes we're going to see and hear things we don't like to see and hear. But by golly, that's why we have the First Amendment. So, and at the end of the day,
I want to send a Christmas gift to the Republican Party. I want to get them tickets to a rap concert and the BET Awards so they can start trying to get some black vote. Because they don't ever mention about the black vote. They don't be caring about the black
vote. That's exactly right. Get them moving.
Well, now
I want to get them some tickets to the BET Awards, and I want to get them some tickets to a rap concert so they can feel comfortable around black people. But now they're not concerned about us. They're dealing with the Muslims now. Black men, that thing, other than Obama, our issue is off the table.
What do you think about Trump?
We are Americans, too, you know.
Hey, John. John, real quick.
We might vote Republican.
John, you still there?
John.
Okay, we got to take a break. I was going to ask him if he'd vote for Trump, but
He sounds like he's.
I'm putting him in a contest. Yeah. He's a.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
What I see?
Way up in the sky.
Really, Mike?
Little lamb.
Nick, you're killing us.
I'm testing you.
I see.
All right.
A song way up in an eye.
There you go. There you go.
I'm harmonizing, Nick, so thank you very much.
Merry, Merry Christmas to all of you ladies and gentlemen out there and boys and girls. Cats and dogs, if you're sitting around listening, too. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time, Prime Time Christmas show tonight going here. We won't be here tomorrow night or Friday night. We'll be back Sunday night. So tonight we're running our weekly contest that we're doing around here these days. We're calling it our gift-giving contest. If you haven't heard earlier in the show, we've already got some great entries. Cindy called in with she's the one who came up with the Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper stickers.
I know. That's an aggressive young lady. I like it a lot.
She would send one of those along with a fire extinguisher to Hillary Clinton with a little note saying, Hillary, you're going to need this. And she is.
That's great.
She's always needing to put fires out. Jenny would also send Hillary something. She would send her an enema kit. And
she could send that to all Washington, D.C., clean the whole place out, right?
She says, her note will say, you're full of it. You need this, all right?
Good.
And then Debbie says, says she would send Barack Obama a subscription to Ancestry.com so that he can finally, and you know, the little note would say, here, you can finally figure out where you came from. All right? Mm-hmm. So that's the idea.
Now,
and
we just
we enter John, too.
John?
He is... he called, and he was of the more serious variety, but he said, and I agree with him, by the way. I wholeheartedly agree with mm-hmm. him. He said he would send the GOP in general a subscription to BET, Black Entertainment TV, and a rap concert so that they could get a little bit more comfortable around black people. And you know the one person who is very comfortable around black people?
Trump.
And you want to know why?
You know, well.
Because he made what was called, his dad called the rounds.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was actually a craftsman. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's how he became a successful builder. Because
mm-hmm.
he knew when somebody was giving him a line, and he mm-hmm. knew when he had a good guy who was doing a good job for him, right? Mm-hmm. He could tell the difference. And the old man would make the rounds every day to every project right. that he had, every job site in a project. He
right.
would check on the status of every phase of the operation. So he knew the business. So he, guess who he was dealing with all the time?
Right.
Men who are workmen. And guess who, instead of the older brother, guess who became the one who became sort of the heir to the father and went and made the rounds with him all the time as a young man?
Right.
Donald.
Don.
All right.
Don.
All right. Let's get back
Don.
To yeah. Don. Don. So, John, I hope you will consider Don. And by the way, if you're out there and you're interested in this and you're, say, a fan of one or the other of the GOP candidates and you are not, or even a Democrats, if you're not registered in the GOP, let's say you're an independent or no party affiliation or whatever, you will not be able to participate in the primary. So matter how much you like this or that candidate, if you're not registered in the GOP, you will not be able to help them. And you can always change back. This is nothing that, you know, commits you to the GOP. But if you're out there and if you're a fan of Trump, Cruz, Carson, any of them, and you're not registered in the GOP, do it now before it's too late, because this is a closed primary and it will be a big one. All right, let's get back to our contestants. Ron, you are up next. Who would you send a gift to, sir? Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Calling from the slow pace I-4 again.
Oh, here's Ron. Ron, hey, just pull over, man. I don't want you to okay. cause an 8-car accident listening to American Adversaries.
No, that's all right. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, we're supposed to be charitable this time of year, so
that's
I feel
true.
So bad for Jeb Bush having to leave his day job and spend all this effort trying to become president. Pretty much to no avail, it seems.
Yep.
So I'm going to give him all-inclusive tickets to a seminar, How to Make Millions Without Ever Having to Work, where the keynote speakers are Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
I like that.
Ron, that's good. Yeah, no, I like that. Jeb, what we see, like, I saw one of the... they were responses from the last seminar, and they said that, like, he got a 1% on, you know, like, likability or something. I mean, that was terrible.
He's
what's he going to do? Ron, what do we do with the guy? How do you give him the message? Just tell him to get lost?
I think he feels entitled at some point, and I don't think it's going to happen for him.
Yeah. All right, so you would send Jeb tickets to a seminar on how to get rich without working, featuring Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, and I guess your note would be something like, in case things fall through for you or something like that.
Or personality enhancement program, something like
yeah.
that, leadership.
Or this might help you in the long run. How about that? All right, Ron, you're in the contest. We appreciate it. Drive safe. Good luck.
Thanks.
Ron, Merry Christmas.
Ron, if it's any consolation, I left Kissimmee at 2 p.m. this afternoon. At 3 p.m., I still had not reached the turnpike. I got here to the studio at 4:30.
Yeah, but it's hard to do that on a bike, though. You know what I mean?
Well, 1,300cc? No, not a...
All right, Scott is up next. Scott, thank you for calling tonight. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank All you, right. sir. We appreciate it.
I'm just getting over a cold, so I apologize for the very white voice.
Oh, hey, no, we love it. No, yeah.
Well, as long as it's not contagious, Scott, we're
the deeper,
okay.
The deeper the better. Go ahead, Scott. All right, go ahead.
And so Hillary's my gift recipient.
Gotcha.
And seeing as she's already received an enema, I thought maybe she could use some bathroom reading, so I was going to go with Foreign Policy for Dummies.
Good.
And the card that would say Merry Christmas, and then it would also have a little postscript, and it would say, congratulations on the new grand fetus.
Congrats on the what?
The grand fetus. We can't call it a baby.
Grand fetus. Oh, my God. That's taking a tour, Scott. Don't forget that on Election Day, buddy.
All right,
this is piling on. Let's pound her into oblivion right now.
I'm a little slow, but I get you.
I know, Chris. You're like, what?
All right, Scott, that's excellent, my friend. Thank you so much. You were in the contest. We appreciate you being out there. God bless you.
There's some
right,
good
thanks,
stuff
hey,
out there.
Real quick, we don't recognize your voice. Have you called before?
Nope, I don't believe so.
You know, Chris, with as sick a mind as that, he needs to start calling.
Roxy. Yeah, he needs some Roxy.
Scott, we'll be hearing from you a lot more, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll get a hold of you one way or the other, whether you win or not, because, yeah, we got one of our sponsors, Roxy Pacific. They'll be sending you stuff, who, by the way, you can actually use this on your throat. It's,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It's for anything, any kind of skin aggravation or chronic skin condition. We get tons of testimonials from people saying it works for all sorts of things. And I use it for a scratchy throat. Nick, my engineer, had a real bad sounding throat the other day. It's a little better now, but he's been using the Roxy on it.
Scott, I use it for my martini. So, you know, you go to route you want to go, okay?
What do you mix it with?
Smirnoff.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't ask, don't tell.
The regular well.
All right, God bless you, Scott.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much. All right, that's the idea. Love it. Yeah, bathroom reading.
No, that was good.
Foreign policy for dummies.
Now, what is it? Three girls, three guys right now. We're sort of tied up here on sex-wise.
That's right. Yeah. All right, so that's the idea. We'd like to know who you'd send a gift to, what you would send them, and what would your little note that would accompany it say. So that is the idea. Real quick, while we got a chance here, there is another new poll out. And it's a CNN nationwide poll, and once again, it's very good news for Trump. It's okay news for Ted Cruz, too. Not so good for Carson, and not so good for Rubio, and not at all good for Jeb Bush. It shows Trump at 39, and he's up like 8 since the last one. Yep. Ted Cruz is up similarly to 18, but still 21 points behind Trump. Carson fell to 10. Rubio actually fell a little bit to 10. Chris Christie showed up at 5%, and the rest of them barely even register.
Well, Marco shouldn't have showed up at all because he didn't show up to vote either.
Well, he doesn't show up for work, right. And perhaps that is being reflected in the polls because they are definitely going down on him. Him and Carson were the biggest losers. Christie, Cruz, and Trump were the biggest winners in this poll.
In that poll, too, they also had that question on who performed the best during the debate.
Yep.
Now, this is really discouraging. I hate to be the harbinger of bad news, right? It was like, again, Trump in the poll won the debate 33%.
Yep.
And Bush got 1%.
That was way too much for Bush.
That's probably his parents calling it.
And the sad thing is that people thought that was his best performance.
I know.
So far.
I mean, how can you get 1%? You know,
when you resort to schoolboy tactics, people see through it. By the way, in the more important poll, from my perspective, anyway, Trump once again is even more impressive because when you ask people who would be best when it comes to the economy, Trump, 57%.
Which means a lot, and it really does.
Boy. That is going to be huge.
You're not kidding.
The next candidate is down at 12.
Nice.
Same thing when it comes to handling ISIS. Not as impressive, but still nonetheless impressive. 47 to 21. Immigration, you're back up to 55, and I think it was like 15. But obviously, Trump is way ahead with all of the key issues.
Chris, here's a question. Do you think Bush would be better off if he switched parties? You know, just ran against Hillary on
Rubio
side.
As well.
He could become a Democrat,
right.
And maybe, you know,
and
there's
the
nothing
way,
to competing against her, right?
And by the way, last night, Trump tweeted the definition of the word schlonged, which is indeed spelled, as I speculated yesterday, S-C-H-L-O-N-G. And what it means, and this you can actually, I guess, look it up in dictionaries that are big enough. It means to be beaten badly, like as in a contest.
A Jewish word.
And that, well, it,
that's right. It is actually.
I don't know if it's a Jewish word. I think it's actually a takeoff of a Yiddish word.
Right.
And it's a slang version of it, if you will. But nonetheless, that's the reference that he was using it in, right? He wasn't using it in any
honestly,
sexual content.
But that's,
it was all about right. how Obama had schlonged her.
But that's not the street version.
Well.
All right, and everybody.
This is the definition in the dictionary.
Where's your mind? That's what worries me. I mean, are you a street guy, a swinging
you
guy
from the
streets?
You want to know where my mind is?
Let me
tell you a
Don't
story.
Don't say anything else.
All right, wait a minute. Maybe that better wait. All right, let's go to Alex. Alex, you are up next. Thank you.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you so much. All right.
The person that I would like to, or that would be in desperate need of this gift, actually is on the naughty list and has been for 7 years.
Oh.
It's Obama, and it's a gift that he's never had. So he deserves to get this gift, and it's a conscious.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah.
All right.
I thought you were going to give him golf clubs or something, you know, something he can't do. You know, that's great.
I-E-N-C-E. A conscience. Okay. And are you going to send a note with it?
A note?
Yeah, you have to send a note.
Yeah, how about, Ben?
What would the note say?
It would say something, you know, something for the guy who doesn't have everything.
Yeah.
Or you've been needing this. How about that? You've been needing this.
Yes. Take twice daily.
I like that better. We'll put
take
that.
Twice daily.
Think twice daily. All right, Alex, thank you so much. You're in the contest. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for holding. We appreciate
Thanks.
You.
But
appreciate
yeah,
you being out there.
I would be giving Hillary a gift, but before I can tell you what it is, I'd have to preface it with the story. Because, you know, even Muslims believe in capitalism. And over in Saudi Arabia, there was this guy that was actually bottling and selling camel urine because people over there believe that there is special power in drinking.
Yeah, usually it's aphrodisiac
right.
powers. Otherwise, nobody
camel
would
urine
do something
and,
as stupid
and they
as
would
that.
Mix, and they would mix it with camel milk and drink it.
Uh huh.
Well, this guy was. They found out that he was actually using his own body fluid to fill the bottle.
But nobody could tell the difference.
You're going to send her a bottle of that?
I'm going to send her a bottle of camel urine.
Oh, God.
That sounds like a fraternity prank. You know, what type of animal
Lord
are you?
Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God.
But I want to get back to that word that Trump used the other night, because I think he's very cleverly baiting Hillary. Okay? Because he actually wants her to come after him for quote unquote being a sexist or disrespecting
right.
women. And why might he want Hillary to come after him for such a
Bill's
thing?
Bill's activities?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I think I understand
oh,
it.
Now we know. Yeah. This guy is a clever genius. I tell you, this is not
no, that's
just marketing.
Good, though. I'm serious. You just bait him in and then whack him with what went on with Uncle Bill.
Exactly.
You know? Well,
you schlong him.
It's been proven that ISIS has actually been using Bill Clinton
as a recruiting tool.
As a recruiting tool.
Well, that's for women.
But
No. But look, the truth of the matter is, she sees more of Trump than she does of Bill. So maybe she got mixed up. You know, Alzheimer's can do that to you.
Well, she's raising $2 billion for that. Okay, Audrey?
In.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we got to take a break. It'll be a short break. And then when we come back, if you want to call and tell us what your gift idea is, who would you send it to, what would it be, and what little sweet nothing would you send along with it, call us now at 407-774-8255. Don't forget, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Christmas Time Show.
These have been poignant. Just beautiful.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart
I want to do White Christmas. I want to do I'll Be Home
You're
for Christmas.
You
know, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that one later. What happened today? That is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. Chris, what are you doing? You're just you're lipping it, you know.
He's imitating a cat in trouble.
I don't think anybody here knows the Christmas song. I'm really a little disgusted with this group, Nick, you know? Start making some Christmas cookies. At least make us happy,
Christmas.
Okay?
All right. Welcome back to the show, 407-774-8255. If you have a gift idea, we're running a gift-giving contest tonight. You'll win a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a My Liberty Threads t-shirt, and a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker. All right. And by the way, those gift certificates to Cafe Positano this month have been compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's MB. If you got a Mercedes-Benz, Jerry is the man you need to see. All right. We have a caller on the line who has a comment about Hillary as a recruiting tool. Is that right? Ezra, thank you for calling tonight.
You got it. You got it. I appreciate what you do, and love your show.
Well, God bless you. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. That's nice of you to say. I wanted to, make this point. It seems from the get-go, when I first heard that comment from Hillary that ISIS would be using Trump as a recruitment tool, it seems to me like it'd be just exactly the opposite. Why would they want somebody who's going to make it harder for them to cross our already porous borders when Hillary is a perfect recruitment tool. Let's keep somebody in there who will make it not as hard for them to get over here.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right in a couple of different ways, if not more. One, mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton is and would be a huge recruiting tool for the Islamic State because part of their storyline, their sales pitch, if you will, is that the United States is weak and corrupted. And proof of that would be, if you will, a woman as president, especially a woman as dense as Hillary Clinton.
Dense way in the hips.
Easy does it there, partner. But also, the perhaps the bigger point that you're making here is that the liberals, and this would include, of course, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, are trying to hide the fact that individuals like Trump and even her and even Bill Clinton at the end of the day aren't the main recruiting tool. The main recruiting tool is this quixotic fight against the great Satan, you know, all for the, you know, to be in the good graces of Allah. So it's like this huge, I mean, it's a grand mission, if you will. And so they've been trying diligently to hide that because they don't want, I don't know if it's because they want to help the other side or they just don't want to deal with what that means if they actually recognize that, because it means far more serious consequences and actions that have to be taken.
Well, you're right. It's true. No matter who's in office, you're right. The recruiting tool would just be the fact that we aren't under Sharia law over here.
That's
so
it.
Hey, let's recruit and make that happen.
That's it. That's it. And at the end of the day, they may say they want Donald Trump, you know, they want a worthy warrior, but no, they don't. They want a weak America. They do not want a strong America. And they got a weak America right now, and they want to keep it that way. And that's what we don't want to do. That's what we're trying so desperately to turn around. And this is a... how should I put this? This is a, I don't know the best way to put it, but this is a consciousness, if you will, sweeping the land that we all see and feel the same thing. And that is that America is weak, it needs to be strong, and the world is relying on us. And we're all coming to that conclusion of our own accord or path, if you will. And what we're doing here is affirming what is happening out in the land. And Donald Trump is benefiting from it, and to a lesser extent, but also Ted Cruz. Ezra, thank you for calling. Go ahead. Yeah,
I was going to say perhaps he came around at the right time. I want to say God bless you, and may God bless this country that we could really use his blessings right now from what you just said.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. And if you'll leave your contact information with Nick, we want to get some Roxy Pacifics to you, too. This is great stuff, Ezra.
Kind of you. All right.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. It's very thoughtful of you.
You know, Hillary could be used as an anti-recruitment tool for ISIS.
How's that?
Because you put a picture of her up there and you say, when you get to heaven, this is what the 72 virgins will look like.
Here we go.
In other words, we would use it against them. Yeah.
Yes, it's an anti-recruitment tool.
We can drop leaflets
or
from B-52s.
Or you remember the story, it's one 72-year-old who is a virgin.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's go to Myra. Myra, you are up next. Who would you be giving a gift to and Merry Christmas to you?
I would give it to all of the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party, all right.
Uh-huh. And I would give them a can of nuts.
Very symbolic.
Wait a minute. Any particular kind?
Well, no. I thought about the military officer in World War II he and his men were called to surrender.
Was it Patton? Or who was it?
No. Wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
And it was over in Europe, and he answered back, nuts.
That sounds like something Pat would say.
And they're trying to force us to surrender, okay? And what we all need to say simply is nuts.
Okay, and so that's what your notes would say, too. Then.
In other words, Myra, you're upset about political correctness, right?
Well, yeah, and we just need to fight, and we're
the left is
need to give up.
I know, and where the left is going with this country, and where the left has gone with this country. You know, the debate right now amongst some talk show hosts is the war on Christmas over? And like Michael Medved said yesterday, yeah, it's over. 92% of the people, you know, in one form or another, celebrate Christmas. Well, that's not all of it. All right, we don't have a nativity scene or any recognition of Christmas in the state capitol this year because they didn't want to mess with it, right?
And 92% celebrate.
Right. Yeah. And there's a Festivus poll mm-hmm. up there. I don't mm-hmm. call that a victory. Mm-hmm. I call that a defeat on the battleground. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean we've lost the war, but we lost that battle.
Right.
All right, Myra, thank you so much. You're in it. I like it. Simplicity. All right. The can of nuts with a note that says nuts. So thanks for calling, Myra. That's the idea. Merry Christmas. So if you have a gift, we'd like to know who you want to send the gift to, what it would be, and what your note would say, like Myra.
Yeah, we have very generous people. Do you imagine all the work for UPS next week and everything to get these presents out?
Very thoughtful, too. Yeah. Very thoughtful, too. You know, that enema kit, Mike, could have helped Hillary the other night.
No,
she might have been having trouble in there.
Well, the way her
mouth
was running.
You mean she might have gotten back quicker?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Remember that story, Diarrhea of the Mouth? There you go.
There you go.
Just depends which end.
All right. So we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll have Amapola Hansberger of the Legal Immigrants for America group. And a little bit later on in the show, we're also going to be joined by Dr. Juan Torres from LIFA. He's going to tell us why he joined LIFA. And of course, you can join us as well, and we do want to hear those gift-giving ideas.
Oh, we got to get some more originality. We need heavy competition.
Yep.
Big-time prizes.
Yeah, and there will be no commercial break in between the half hours in the next hour of the show. So we got plenty of time to get some more gift ideas. So get them together. Give us a call at 407-774-8255. There you go, Mike.
Chestnuts roasting.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit up right up.
By the end of the hour, we're going to see who has won a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a My Liberty Threads t-shirt, and a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker, because we are running our gift-giving contest. Welcome to the show, folks, or welcome back to the show. You are listening to the American Adversaries Christmas special tonight on FM 105.5, and we are live also on AM 660 The Answer, coming to you from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And please do not forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. All right, if you didn't hear during the first part of the show or hadn't heard so far this week, we're off tomorrow night and Friday night, back Sunday. So we're running our weekly contest tonight. It's a gift-giving contest. We'd want to know who you want to send a gift to, what it would be, and what little note you would stick in to sort of say why you're sending it, so to speak. So, okay. we got Mara Lee of Vacation Travel Planners in the outside studio, and she looks like she's got a gift idea too. Anyway, we want to hear yours. 407-774-8255 is the number. I am Christopher Hart, along with the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, and Aubrey Kahn. We're now joined by Amapola Hansberger of Legal Immigrants for America. Amapola, thanks for coming in tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
Thank you so much, and the same to you. And by the
very
way,
kind.
Both Aubrey and I are members of LIFA. You can be a member of LIFA, too. Simply go to golifa.com. That's golifa.com, golifa.com. Or you can text LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445. That's you text LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445, and that'll get you on a list where they'll be sending you updates and alerts. And when they put up a new video, whether it be me or Aubrey or whoever shoots it, you'll get an alert, and you can go to the website and check it out.
Well, we can't compete with you, Chris. I love your videos.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is this the ones with the clothes on or the clothes off?
Easy does it now. Oh. Easy does it there. All right.
Chris is a swinging guy.
Don't ask, don't tell.
There you go. During the hour, we're going to be talking with Amapola about LIFA and immigration issues. And Dr. Juan Torres, who's also now a member of LIFA, is going to join us a little bit later on in this half hour. And we have taking all the commercials out of this half hour and the next half hour of the show so we can cram in as much American Adversaries Christmas as we can. And we'll also have reduced commercials at the bottom of the break. All those commercials and sponsors will be back on Sunday night, however. At the end of the show tonight, the last 5 minutes and in a few seconds, we're going to leave you with Ronald Reagan. Can't go wrong with Reagan. And he is going to deliver his last radio address on Christmas from the White House in 1988. And we normally play this on Christmas every year, and I can't get enough of it, so we're going to end the show with that tonight. In the meantime, we have, is it Suzanne? I'm sorry, Nick, Suzanne on the line? Suzanne?
Yeah.
All right. Hi,
yeah.
Suzanne.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for calling and holding. We appreciate you.
Well, I have a gift for Hillary.
Okay, Hillary again. All right.
She's the woman of the day. I can tell you
she's
that.
She's
going to
have a big Christmas. All right. Santa
big
Claus is going to have a big old sack to carry into their house. All right. Hillary's going to get what from you?
Well, it's the perfect pantsuit gift.
All right.
And I'm going to send her 6 heavy white men's cotton socks.
6.
And 6 assorted. Jock straps.
Oh, jeez.
With, you know, different.
Oh, it is different. You know, Chris, it's amazing.
Well, she's not done yet.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to put a couple of them, you know, skulls and bones for the poison sign. And then maybe presidential.
Wow. The presidential
emblem,
suit.
But that will be with a circle crossed off.
Okay, all right. I got you. I get the idea. Okay.
And,
no Superman ones, huh?
We'll put a few of those in.
What's your note going to say?
The note's going to say, Dear Hillary, I hope these do the trick until surgery.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
Now, Suzanne, we assume you're not going to vote for Hillary, right?
No, my man.
All right. Let me see if I got this right. You're going to send her a special pantsuit gift, including six heavy
white men's cotton
socks.
You know, because yeah, you can place them right where they need to be.
Yeah. Uh huh. Okay. And six jock straps.
Assorted.
Right. With the presidential seal marked out, skull and bones, poison, that sort of thing.
Very loving. Exactly. Very loving.
But I think so. It's kind.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Suzanne, you're in the contest. God bless you. Thank you for being out there tonight.
Chris, I have one.
Okay. Here we go. A surprise.
I have a gift.
Okay.
A machete.
A what?
A machete. That's like sword-like. Well, that's what, they're using a machete.
Yeah.
That's for Obama. That's for Obama. With a note saying, you're bringing the refugees. You might want to join them with your machete.
So you can hack a path through the jungle, huh?
Those refugees are bringing machetes with them.
Yeah, well, then they're bringing a lot of stuff with them.
Yeah, a lot more than that, unfortunately. Yeah.
Real quick, Mara Lee of Vacation Travel Planners is here. You got a new commercial spot?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. We're going to have one, though. So what gift would you give and to who? Do you have one?
I'm thinking.
Oh, I thought you had one. You were.
I was hoping people were going to give me a legitimate gift.
Oh.
I was kind of hoping for a legitimate.
Oh, okay. Well, we can find something in the gift bag for you. Santa Claus got something for you. All right. So we want to hear what gift you would give to who and why. So, like Suzanne would send Hillary a pantsuit gift, six heavy white men's socks, and six assorted jock straps with various symbols on them, like poison, XXX.
Chris, as pasty as Hillary's skin is, do you think you would see the white socks? You know, I just wonder if she lost some of the effectiveness of that outfit. You know?
All right, let's see what Al has to give tonight. Al, thank you for calling. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, sir.
My gift will be to the Americans.
Okay.
And it'd be in the box wrapped up. And the note would say, do not open until Trump become president.
Okay, now wait a minute. Do not open until
Trump becomes president.
Trump becomes president. Okay. And then when we do open it, what are we going to find?
Well, it's going to be a huge box, and inside you're going to find a Statue of Liberty size bottle of lube.
Bottle of lube. So for the screwing we're going to get, is that the idea?
And that the bottle is going to say P.S.? Yeah. Brace yourself.
Brace yourself. Okay. All right. Hey, Al, we appreciate you being out there. God bless you, man. We so appreciate you.
Sir.
And Merry Christmas to you and your family. I know you have children, so I hope you have a really great Christmas morning. All right. Brace yourself.
We've been bracing for the last 7 years.
Yeah, that's about the size of it, yeah.
I think all the lube would be used up by now after Obama, right?
Yeah. We got now Dr. Juan Torres on the line with us, and he is also a member of LIFA. And don't let this stop you, though. Call on in with your gift ideas, and we'll take the ideas once again right up to the end of the show, and we'll decide who the winner is tonight. Dr. Juan Torres, thank you so very much for being on the American Adversaries this evening.
Anytime, Chris. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Well, now, I know you've been on Carl's show a couple of times, Carl Jackson, but I don't believe you've been on my show. So, actually, you might have been a long time ago, but if you would refresh our memories and tell the people out there who don't know who you are a little bit about yourself, where you came from, what kind of doctor you are, and that sort of thing.
Sure. Well, I came in the 80s. I am originally from Ecuador, South America. And I immigrated to the U.S. in the 80s when President Reagan was president, was in charge. I am currently the vice president of Legal Immigrants for America. And I have the pleasure to meet Paula Hansberger maybe a little bit more than a year ago. And we're trying to do something to represent legal immigrants in this country.
What kind of doctor are you?
I do infectious diseases. I specialize in infectious diseases.
I see. Were you a doctor before you came here?
Yeah. I did all my training here, my postgraduate training.
Okay, well, I guess the question I'm wondering is, why did you come to the United States? Was it you were trying to get away from the turmoil in Ecuador, or you just saw the United States as a place where you wanted to be?
Actually, both. But I would say the number one reason is, for me, since I was a child, U.S. was my dream destination. And I want to be a doctor, of course, but I want to be here. I want to be in this country. I want to have my kids here, and I want to practice here. I want to be a doctor in this country.
Yeah,
and that's the reason why I moved.
Yeah, and I don't know why I said turmoil. I guess I was thinking of El Salvador, but Ecuador back in the 80s was a relatively peaceful country, wasn't it?
Well, a little bit. I mean, it went through different phases. You know, Ecuador has some very populist and socialist oriented leaders.
Right.
Like many other Latin American countries. And right. We have one there right now, and very similar to Hugo Chavez. Not as bad as Chavez, but, you know, kind of.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons that we say that I can speak on behalf of millions of Latin Americans, probably. That's the reason they moved to this country, you know, escaping from socialism and that kind of government.
You know, I have a question, too. You're infectious diseases. You know, actually, when you see all these millions of people coming into this country, how much are we vulnerable to these diseases that can come through without anybody picking them up, you know, which could be devastating if there were certain specific ones?
Well, we are. I mean, I have been reporting many, many cases, actually probably a lot more than what we know, because the government doesn't release all the information for obvious reasons. But one of the complications of illegal immigration, of course, are health-related issues. There have been many cases reported of an infectious disease, you know, people passing through the borders, especially through Texas. Many cases of TB, scabies, you know, some significant virus illnesses. And other diseases that we don't see that many in the U.S., you know, and we have to keep in mind when these people come to the U.S., there is no records at all about who these people are, you know, what kind of diseases they have in the past. We don't even know the names. We don't know anything about it. I'm not talking just about Latin America. Any person who comes to this country illegally, you know, most of the time we don't know anything about them.
Dr. Torres, are you in particular worried about so many children and young adults coming here unescorted, perhaps bringing in communicable diseases?
Of course. I mean, that's a concern. But, you know, illegal immigration is not just about health-related issues. You know, more important than that, in my opinion, is it's a national security issue. You know, illegal immigration goes hand to hand with terrorism, and this is the same thing that we are you know seeing right now in many countries across Europe. And there is no reason for that, to be honest. You know, I think that you know the U.S. is one of the most generous countries when it comes to legal immigration. About 1 million people become Americans through the legal channels every single year. And I was one of them, and. But every person who, in my opinion, every person who enters any country around the world should do it legally. You know, that's the reason why every country has immigration laws. The problem is that we don't endorse and we don't respect that law.
Dr. Torres, I know you're prominent in the Hispanic community here in Central Florida. Is your feeling unique, or is it more... I don't want to use the word common, but is are more and more people of like mind with you?
I would say that many Hispanics who come to this country or who came to this country legally, they think the same way. You know, most of Hispanics, remember, the majority of Hispanics or Hispanic descendants that live in this country, they are here legally. And the problem is that we don't talk about them. We just talk about illegal immigration, like illegal immigrants don't count anymore.
That's
the policy of this government. But the majority of people that want to come here, you know, still I think they want to do it through the legal channels. You know, when I became a U.S. citizen, there were people from 84 countries in the room.
Wow. 84 countries, one single day. Yeah,
you know, and that happens from all over the world. You know, people wanna come here through the legal channels, but unfortunately, this administration endorses illegal immigration and very much don't support legal immigration.
And of course, Amapola, yes, that's why you founded Legal Immigrants for America.
Exactly.
You're from Central America. Dr. Torres is from South America. Aubrey Khan, though, is from South Africa.
Yes.
So it's you're providing a voice, if you will, for all legal immigrants into this country. No matter, he mentioned 84 countries, no matter which country.
Exactly.
Anywhere in the world, you are representing them if they are here legally.
Exactly.
Here's another question, too, is what percentage of the legal immigrants do you think would vote Republican? Because I think it's a pretty clear issue that, you know, the left is going, you know, the other way. They're going to go for illegal immigration. The Republican side is going to go for legal immigration. Well, if we have all these a million a year of legal immigrants coming in, there should be an awful big pot of votes out there. And, I mean, will these people be activated by what they see go on and vote this year, meaning next year?
He's talking about legal immigrants.
Yeah, legal immigrants.
Yeah. Dr. Torres.
Yeah, that's a very important question. You know what? I'll tell you something. We all know the majority of Hispanics vote Democrat.
Yeah.
And that's the case for many, many decades, not only years. But I'll tell you something. If Hispanics were Republicans, President Obama would be a champion of legal immigration. Champion
that's
of legal
true.
Immigration.
That's yeah. right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
The Democratic Party, you know, needs illegal immigrants to secure the elections. You know, and we all know the majority of illegal immigrants come from Mexico. They are Hispanics. And the majority of Hispanics vote Democrat. But I think the reason they vote Democrat is not because they identify with the leftist, socialist, and liberal policies of this administration or any other administration. But the reason they do is because they don't know. And they don't know because of the media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the media will be fair and they will inform about the policies and everything that's going on in the country, I can guarantee you that the majority of Hispanics will not vote for a Democratic Party.
Because Univision, Telemundo, they're all very leftist. The media has had a monopoly for the Hispanics. They never have really heard the opposite views until now.
Right.
And so they are coming our way. And they will vote Republican this time, and we will make a difference in the next elections, I hope.
Dr. Torres, do you see amongst your colleagues people who you thought, or at least in the past, were more left-leaning, now more leaning to the right, maybe looking towards Trump or Ted Cruz? Do you see any of that?
Yeah. I think that people are getting more informed, you know, thanks to organizations like Legal Immigrants for America, in other Hispanic organizations release the necessary information, you know, to know what's going on in the country. I think there is more awareness. People know more now than I would say, you know, a few years ago. If you don't know what's going on right now in this country and around the world, I mean, you're probably living in another planet. This is very important because we're talking not about just ourselves. I'm talking about our kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
And I think that people are more concerned. They want to know. And I think that we have an obligation, you know, legal immigrants living in this country to inform the rest of the people.
All right. And that's what you're all about. That's what we're trying to do, too.
That's good, Chris, that they're on radio here because, you know, it's very not many times you hear this. Yeah. And it's good to have both of you. That's
yeah,
terrific.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I want to take the opportunity to thank you, Dr. Torres, and you, Amapola, and, of course, Chris Kassler, and all the people on the board at Legal Immigrants for America, because they have come on as a sponsor of the show. So we appreciate that and are proud to be a part of what you're doing and have you be a part of what we're doing. Dr. Torres, God bless you. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll be talking to you a lot more in the new year.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Right.
And once again, folks, we encourage you to join LIFA. It doesn't cost anything. It's real easy to do. All you have to do is go to golifa.com. That's golifa.com or text LIFA, LIFA, to 53445. And Mary Lee, were you trying to say something there?
I was. My wonderful husband, Joseph, is originally from Croatia.
And, that's right.
And he went through the immigration process and is, you know, now obviously a U.S. citizen and has been for quite a while now. And he votes Republican.
How about that?
So there you
All
go.
All right. Well, that's why you're here.
All right.
You might be at a Hillary rally if you were.
Yeah. So, look, if you're out there, if you're an immigrant from another country especially, you should be a member of LIFA. But you don't have to be. And you can be born in this country. You can be like me. My ancestry goes back to 1656.
Wow.
Yeah. And
they came in the Mayflower.
Well, the fellow who came, actually, it was a ship called the Meritorious. And the fellow who came over here from Sweden actually married a girl who was born here in Philadelphia. Her last name was Rambo.
Really?
Rambo.
I'm serious, yes.
Chris, I thought you were from parts unknown. You know what I mean?
Parts of whereabouts unknown.
You know?
It's
a new day for me knowing this.
But I'm a member of LIFA. You can be a member of LIFA, too. It's easy to do. And once again, folks, the more of us that can be, as a voice, the louder it is, the more it will be heard.
It's great to see these people so politically active because, without you, no one's going to know the message.
That's
and that's
true.
Why the more you get around in the community and speak at different clubs and organizations, you know, it's a blessing.
And unless you're an American Indian, you are a descendant of a legal immigrant.
They probably came here from somewhere else too. Believe it or not.
Well, when you think about the American Indian, they would probably have been much better off if there was no immigration.
Yeah.
True.
That's why you're on target.
Right. Okay. All right. We got a lot more to go tonight. We're going to take a break. Once again, it's going to be a rather short break. And then we'll go once again commercial free to the end of the show. And the last 5 minutes of the show is going to be Ronald Reagan's final White House Christmas address, radio address. And we want to hear your gift ideas. We got some great ones so far. The phone lines are open again, 407-774-8255. Who would you get something? What would it be that you would get them? And what little note would you send along with it? So don't forget, you're listening to the American Adversaries.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone's telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome back to the show. That is Mike McBath.
Oh, yeah, you're blaming me because you were on just as loud as I was. You see how they try to do that to individuals. Wow.
I am Christopher Hart. And in the studio with us tonight right now is Amapola Hansberger of LIFA. That's Legal Immigrants for America. If you have any questions for her, by the way, give us a call, 407-774-8255. We also have Mary Lee of Vacation Travel Planners in the studio with us. She's going to give us a couple of specials coming up here in a second. But we want to hear some more gift ideas, all right? We know it's getting close, and it's
a
last minute
contest.
Rush.
I mean, somebody could still come out of the dark because this is tight.
This has
to override your first one.
All right. So, who would you send something to? What would it be?
It would actually be to Hillary and Obama,
and to both.
Yes, to both.
All right. What would you send them?
I would send them both a lifelong membership and residence in a gated community, and an exclusive gated community.
And why would you do that?
Well,
to keep them away from the rest of us?
Well, you do realize that the most populated and most, you know, famous skater communities just happen to be like the one down off of, what is it, 34th Street and stuff.
Oh, that kind of gated community.
You're talking about a nudist colony.
No,
she's talking about a penal institution.
Well, you know what?
That's a gated community.
Well, you should have been. That's straightforward. You know, they both deserve to be there.
And, well, exactly.
That was very Christmas, her describing it that way.
And you spell penal, P-E-N-A-L, penal institution, right? Okay, so.
Well, that's good.
I like that. Yay, Hillary for prison, right?
She could change the color of her pantsuits, orange.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was good.
Okay. All right. We got Rick on the line who has a gift idea. Rick, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for calling tonight.
Evening, guys.
Howdy, Rick.
Mine would be to Miss DWS. Debbie Was a Man.
Oh, I'm glad he brought her up. Yeah, we've all forgotten that little gem.
Yeah, I would get her a charisma implant operation.
Charisma implant.
She would not be so insufferable. She'd still be wrong, but at least she wouldn't be insufferable.
Would you send her like a hair permanent or something to get her hair fixed?
So your note would be, this will cheer you up, I guess, right?
This will make you more palatable.
This will make you more
palatable.
Impossible, Rick.
Hair, Mike, there's no way to train snakes.
Oh, Debbie Wasserman, but she even makes me sicker than watching Hillary. I don't know who lies. Could you imagine having a lie machine attached to each one and be going beep, 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 beep? You never hear a thing?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Hey, Rick, God bless you. You're in the contest, man. Merry Christmas to you.
Feliz Navidad.
All right.
Feliz Navidad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Rick.
All right. Real quick, Jerry Brown is either just about to or has just signed into legislation in California, automatic voter registration for anyone who gets a driver's license.
Exactly.
All right. You might think, good news. Well, the bad news is, of course, last year he signed legislation that allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses.
They get driver's
licenses. So now they will be automatically registered to vote. Illegals.
They are automatically. They get, when they go get their driver's licenses, they get the registration to vote also. And other benefits as well.
Right. And the other benefits, she's talking welfare benefits.
Stamps.
Yeah.
Obama phone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that they are going to get. The vote registration, however, they will be automatically registered, and it will be up to the voting monitors, I'm sorry, the state elections offices to invalidate those automatic registrations. So, in other words, we now have to rely on California bureaucrats, most if not all of them are going to be liberals themselves, to weed out the people who shouldn't be voting in California from those who should. That's the really bad news. The good news is, in California at this point, it doesn't make much of a difference.
It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, unfortunately. And but nonetheless, this is the sort of thing that Legal Immigrants for America fights, because not only does it hurt all of us, but of course it hurts legal immigrants too, because it makes harder for legal immigrants to be legal immigrants.
Exactly. We have to defend the institution of legal immigration, because who's going to come here legally waiting 6-7 years when they can just come in with a tourist visa and stay?
Yeah.
Or just cross the border.
Right.
Another question, too. How far does your organization reach? It's
going to be
here?
National.
So national?
Yeah.
Did you see the population they just announced who were the largest states? Obviously, it was California, but it was 39 million.
Immigrants, yeah.
No, of just general population. They announced today the top three states. California, 39 million. Texas, 27 million. And guess who's third? Florida is now. Right. We are ahead of New York. You know, so let's get some more voters out here, Republican. We're not going to go New York style, do you think? Mm-hmm. No.
No.
The little tit for tat between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio over the comprehensive immigration bill that Rubio helped put together. Your thoughts on that, real quick?
Well, I like Ted Cruz. I like him much better. I think he's more sincere. Marco Rubio is a very likable man, but I don't think he is as invested in making America great again. And of course, I like Donald Trump as well. We are very thankful to Donald Trump because of his bringing up the subject of illegal and legal immigration.
Yeah. And by the way, a new CNN poll out shows him, when it comes to the economy, ISIS, and immigration, he's way out front. And with immigration, 55% of the voters favor him. You're comfortable with that?
Oh, I'm very happy having Donald Trump as president, and perhaps Ted Cruz will follow him afterwards in 4 to 8 years,
right?
Or be vice president. That would be a tremendous ticket.
And of course, that would set him
tremendous
up to be.
Ticket.
Yeah, to be. That would set, if Cruz were to be Trump's vice president, he would be in line, so to speak, to become
become president in 4 to 8 years.
Exactly, to get the nomination. That's right. Okay, we got another contestant on the line, I think. John, thank you for being out there. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Chris and Mike.
Mm, thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for calling, John.
I would
Big
like to
John.
Give the whole Obama family a present.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
I would like to give them the American Health Care Act.
He's
going to be out of a job soon, and I know how tough it can be between jobs. And I want, if it's good enough for us, it's good enough for him and his family, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I got it. You'll be out of a job soon. If it's good enough for us, it's good enough for you.
I just like him to do all the paperwork.
One more thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is about Marco Rubio and our buddy Mr. Jeb Bush. They're just like the beer. You've got Bush and Bush Light. They're both owned by corporations. If you take a taste test, there's not much difference really between the two.
Yep.
And it used to be a U.S. corporation. Now it's a global corporation from around the world, so we don't know where their money's really coming from. So I just wanted people to think about that. They're bought and paid for they ever get there.
You know, you're absolutely right about that, John. We've been talking about that, but I think you put it quite succinctly and correctly.
You know, John, the other thing, did you see that? We mentioned maybe earlier that Bush has spent $38 million so far in this campaign, right? You know who's number two? Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
$18 million. And this is really fun. The last person with least amount of money spent is Trump at $217,000. Versus Bush's $38 million. Now I wonder who has commitments to who, right? Can we figure that one out real simple? And actually, Hillary is third, which is no surprise, at 15.
Right.
And Hillary hasn't even gotten to her war chest yet.
Oh, really. I know.
Yeah, but certainly it shows
Hillary.
That Jeb Bush has spent $38 million only to go down in the polls. Maybe he better stop spending money. He might go back up. All right, John, you're in the contest. God bless you. Thank you
God
so much for being out there.
Man. Merry Christmas.
All right.
See you on the flip side.
Okay, John, we're
Merry
getting ready
Christmas.
For next year. We're fired up.
Merry Christmas. Okay, another great gift. I like that one.
John always has good comments, though.
Yeah, he does. He's a smart man.
You know?
He's a smart man.
Yep.
We got a smart audience. Mary Lee, is it too late if somebody wants to buy their loved one or somebody a cruise for Christmas?
That might be. No,
I want to hear it. I mean, you know, cruise like sometime next year, but give it to them as a gift.
No, absolutely not.
It's not too late.
Yeah, no. They can just contact me and we can arrange for a gift certificate and we can take care of it.
All right. How do they contact you?
They can just give me a call at 321-251-4777.
That's 321-251-4777 or vacationtravelplanners.com, vacationtravelplanners.com. And, you know, a lot of you out there might actually get some money for Christmas, and you might want to take a cruise or go on some kind of vacation, even a safari. You can set up a safari, can't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's vacationtravelplanners.com, 321-251-4777. What if they don't know what to get? You got any specials you could throw out there?
Well, let's see. We've got free airfare to Europe for if you purchase a 2016 river cruise, and that's basically good through the end of this month.
And how long is the river cruise? How many days is that?
At least 7 days.
So, but
7 to 15 days, depending on which cruise it is.
Free round trip airfare?
Yes.
To and from Europe to take a river cruise over there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's just.
I mean, they're elegant cruises. Oh,
absolutely gorgeous.
You can have a greater fun in the wine and the food and the stop off. It's just, you know, it would be a wonderful present for Christmas or New Year's. Give them a New Year's present, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. And I also have some group space for the Oasis of the Seas, which is going to be coming to Port Canaveral next November. We're going to, Royal Caribbean's going to be flipping their ships around, and we're going to get the big mega ship here.
Oh, really?
And so I have some group space for Thanksgiving cruise for next year. And right now, my rates are at least $150 cheaper than what the cruise line is offering.
All right. You won't get a better deal.
Now, how long is that cruise?
That's a 7-night.
7-night to where?
Mm-hmm.
To where?
The Caribbean.
All through the actual stop where? Puerto Rico, Caymans.
I'd have to double check. I believe that one is an Eastern Caribbean. So you do like St. Martin, St. Thomas, Nassau type of one.
Yep. Good.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
VacationTravelPlanners.com or give Marilee a call, 321-251-4777. She can help you finish your Christmas shopping. You don't even have to leave your chair, right?
You don't have to leave your chair, exactly.
321-251-4777. All right, as I said, we're going without commercial break until the end of the show tonight, and the last 5 minutes of the show is going to be Ronald Reagan's final Christmas address from the Oval Office.
We have less than 10 minutes.
So that means, exactly. Yeah. So if you have a gift idea out there, you better get on the line and call us right now. We want to know who you would send a gift to, what it would be, and what would be your little note say as to why, for instance. All right, we have another John on the line. John, thank you for calling, and Merry Christmas to you.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Merry Christmas.
Oh, they got the wrong name. This is Rick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rick.
happy holidays.
All right, Rick.
Two things. Number one, I have a question for this lady. After I have two gifts to Donald Trump, a book of etiquette and a muzzle.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't sound like a Trump fan, Amy.
That's okay. This is good.
That's book right. Of etiquette, all gifts.
Book of, and a muzzle. And what would your little note say?
Oh. I wouldn't even have a note.
Okay. This is a bitter man.
I have a question for this lady. Does she think it's feasible and fiscally responsible to send back 11 million people? Is that something that would, you know, be feasible? Do you really think that?
I believe that if you curtail all the benefits, some of them will go home and start the process.
But you don't think they should send back 11 million people?
I think that we should do things kindly. We are a kind people. America is a very charitable country. I flew for Pan Am. I've been all over the world. And there is no greater country in the planet than the United States. I think we can do things kindly by we have to curtail the benefits, because that's illegal to give benefits to foreigners, benefits that were designed for the veterans, for the poor, for the disabled. So all we have to say is, I'm sorry, we really cannot give you anything.
All right, but you wouldn't send them all back.
Well, they would self-deport.
Well, see, the point is, if we can take any cue, if you will, from history, when Eisenhower did it, they started rounding up. They had a goal of, I believe it was 10,000 per week, and that would not have deported all of the illegals here. But what they found was pretty much, it was almost about 10 to 1 for the ones that they did round up. 10 others got the idea and went back on their own because they didn't want to go through the hassle. And once again, if you make the process, as she says, compassionate, in other words, we facilitate them going back, we facilitate them then somehow getting right. and trying to come back again.
And you have to use E-Verify and then employ Americans. Don't employ the illegals. And if you want to help them, give them money to go home and then say, here is the form. Give them the forms.
Yeah, kinder, gentler way of doing it. All right.
But nonetheless, do it because it has to be done.
And it has to.
And we have to have a wall, a fence, a secure border. All right, Rick, thank you for the call and the question. Right. And you are in the contest. All right. So, okay, that's the idea, folks. You got a few more minutes to call. Once again, at 5 till, we're going to leave it to Ronald Reagan, and he's going to come in and take over for us.
Well, at least we got somebody smart here.
All right. We got 5 minutes left. So if you're not calling right now, you may not get on. Tim, you are up next. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
God bless you and everybody. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
So I would send Obama a gift certificate from Vacation Travel Planners.
Ah, very kind of you, right?
And why? What would it say?
And it would be a one-way ticket to Kenya. So he can go back to his roots.
Okay. All
that's
right.
A good one.
She loved that one.
One-way ticket to Kenya. All right.
Listen, have a great Christmas holiday weekend, and we'll listen Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be back Sunday.
We'll be back.
All right. Merry Christmas, Tim.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We got 4 minutes left. I guess we better pick a winner here. So,
Nick, he looks like he's leaning into the line again. Nick?
Yeah.
Are we okay?
All right.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Do we have any other contestants?
No more contestants.
All right. And we're going to cut it off right here. Nick, do you have a favorite?
I do. I like Debbie with the Ancestry.com certificate.
So Barack Obama could figure out where he came from.
That was good.
Well, I like them all. I like Hillary. Jenny going to send Hillary an enema.
Right. But I still believe that should go to the whole
she's
capital.
She's full of it, yeah.
Yes.
And I like Suzanne. I like Suzanne, the pantsuit gift. Right. The six heavy white men's sock and the six assorted jock straps with like the poison symbol on them and that. Mike, do you have a favorite?
I like the Ancestry. You know, I mean, think that's I mean, you know, it sort of delivers a shot to our president. He deserves no pity, in my opinion, what he's done to this nation. Terrible. And Merry Christmas to him. Happy holidays.
Yes.
I like them all, though. I like them all. And
they're all good and very creative. And we appreciate these people every week. They're coming.
Absolutely. That's right. I liked Myra with the can of nuts.
That was good.
Yeah. So, you see anything that sticks out at you there? How many minutes we got left now, Nick? 2.5 minutes. Alex was going to send Barack Obama a conscience, right?
That's good.
A conscience.
A conscience.
That's a good one.
So, because he doesn't have one?
How about
no,
a brain?
No, he does not.
We'll send him a brain.
How about love?
Yeah.
Send him love for America.
All right. See anything there?
Oh, boy, there's so many good ones.
These women are you got to make a decision.
All right, so we got two votes for Debbie, one for Suzanne.
The conscience. I like the
conscience. The conscience, and one for Alex.
Yes.
All right.
Well,
can you break the tie, or are you going to? Actually, there's not a tie. You're actually ahead.
Yeah.
You want to mess it all up?
You want me to mess it all up?
Yeah, pick one out. You got to do it right now.
We have to.
Right now.
Okay. Let's go with Debbie.
All right, that's it then. Debbie is the winner. She would send Barack Obama a subscription to Ancestry.com so we can finally figure out where he came from.
I think that's terrific.
I like
Debbie,
that.
You deserve it for your creativity, and enjoy your certificate. That could be good for two martinis, a giant pizza, and a great celebration for New Year's.
And we'll be contacting others, Scott and others who are new callers, and get them a bottle of Roxy Pacifics. Merry Christmas, everyone. We certainly hope you've had fun tonight. We have. Join LIFA. Go to golifa.com or text 534, text LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445. Don't forget, if you like our shows, you can hear them in our archive on our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. We want you to have a very, very Merry Christmas. And please keep a friend of mine in your prayers. His name is Mike Ahern, and he's in a battle right now. It may be, the toughest battle and maybe his final battle. So please pray for my friend Mikey Ahern. And have a very, very Merry Christmas. And we'll be back Sunday night. Congratulations to Debbie. And am I leaving anything out here?
No, Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah. Now we're Ronald Reagan with his Christmas address. Last one from the Oval Office. Last Christmas address. Christmas 1988.
So bless us, everyone.
Yep. There everybody you go. Listen to this, too.
Absolutely. Night, everybody.
Christmas Day radio address to the nation. Cabinet Room, the White House, December 25th, 1982.
Merry Christmas from the White House. Nancy and I wish we could personally thank the thousands of you who've sent us holiday cards, greetings, and messages. Each one is moving and tells a story of its own. A story of love, hope, prayer, and patriotism. And each one has helped to brighten our Christmas. Some of the most moving have come from fellow citizens who, unlike most of us, are not spending Christmas Day at the family hearth, surrounded by friends and loved ones. I'm thinking of the 12 U.S. Marines who sent us a card from Beirut, Lebanon, where they'll spend their Christmas helping to rebuild the shattered hopes for peace in a suffering land. And I'm thinking of the petty officer serving aboard the USS Enterprise, who asked that we remember him and his shipmates this holiday season. Christmas in the Indian Ocean is no fun, he writes, but it's for a very good cause. Well, that's right, sailor. You're serving a very good cause indeed. On this, the birthday of the Prince of Peace, you and your comrades serve to protect the peace he taught us. You may be thousands of miles away, but to us here at home, you've never been closer. One of my favorite pieces of Christmas mail came early this year, a sort of modern American Christmas story that took place not in our country's heartland, but on the troubled waters of the South China Sea last October. To me, it sums up so much of what is best about the Christmas spirit, the American character, and what this beloved land of ours stands for, not only to ourselves, but to millions of less fortunate people around the globe. I want to thank Mr. Gary Kemp of Neenah, Wisconsin, for bringing it to my attention. It's a letter from Ordnance Man First Class John Mooney, written to his parents from aboard the aircraft carrier Midway on October 15th. But it's a true Christmas story in the best sense. "Dear Mom and Dad," he wrote, "today we spotted a boat in the water and we rendered assistance. We picked up 65 Vietnamese refugees. It was about a two-hour job getting everyone aboard, and then they had to get screened by intelligence and checked out by medical and fed and clothed and all that. But now they're resting on the hangar deck, and the kids, most of them seem to be kids, are sitting in front of probably the first television set they've ever seen, watching Star Wars. Their boat was sinking as we came alongside. They'd been at sea 5 days and had run out of water. All in all, a couple of more days, and the kids would have been in pretty bad shape. I guess once in a while," he writes, "we need a jolt like that for us to realize why we do what we do and how important really it can be. I mean, it took a lot of guts for those parents to make a choice like that, to go to sea in a leaky boat in hope of finding someone to take them from the sea. So much risk, but apparently they felt it was worth it rather than live in a communist country. For all of our problems with the price of gas and not being able to afford a new car or other creature comforts this year, I really don't see a lot of leaky boats heading out of San Diego looking for the Russian ships out there. After the refugees were brought aboard, I took some pictures. But as usual, I didn't have my camera with me for the real picture, the one blazed in my mind. As they approached the ship, they were all waving and trying as best they could to say, 'Hello, America sailor. Hello, freedom man.' It's hard to see a boat full of people like that and not get a lump somewhere between chin and belly button. And it really makes one proud and glad to be an American. People were waving and shouting and choking down lumps and trying not to let other brave men see their wet eyes. A lieutenant next to me said, 'Yeah, I guess it's payday in more ways than one.' We got paid today, and I guess no one could say it better than that. It reminds us all of what America has always been, a place a man or woman can come to for freedom. I know we're crowded and we have unemployment and we have a real burden with refugees, but I honestly hope and pray we can always find room. We have a unique society made up of cast-offs of all the world's wars and oppressions, and yet we're strong and free. We have one thing in common. No matter where our forefathers came from, we believe in that freedom. I hope we always have room for one more person, maybe an Afghan or a Pole or someone else looking for a place where he doesn't have to worry about his family starving or a knock on the door in the night, and where all men who truly seek freedom and honor and respect and dignity for themselves and their posterity can find a place where they can finally see their dreams come true and their kids educated and become the next generations of doctors and lawyers and builders and soldiers and sailors. Love, John. Well, I think that letter just about says it all. In spite of everything, we Americans are still uniquely blessed, not only by the rich bounty of our land, but by a bounty of the spirit, a kind of year-round Christmas spirit that still makes our country a beacon of hope in a troubled world, and that makes this Christmas and every Christmas even more special for all of us who number among our gifts the birthright of being an American. Until next week, thanks for listening. Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando.